Good morning and welcome to Big Jim's House with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
601, 49 degrees. Beautiful morning, in around 70 today for a high. Good day for a gender reveal. Our producer was invited to one of those.
I laughed so hard when I saw that email.
Ryan still ran about it in the hallway this morning.
Well, I had a conversation with my husband about it. I go, saw the best email from Ryan, and I said, Ryan got invited to a gender reveal party. Stefanis, he goes, what the hell is that?
Exactly. I saw one over the weekend. Bill Murray was invited. He went to a golf course and hit the golf ball that had the blue or pink inside it. Now, if you pull Bill Murray, I'll come to your gender reveal party. Generally, though... And how dare you assign a gender to this child before they're born? Maybe they want to be an Apache helicopter. You don't know. Maybe they want a trans zero. Isn't there like 100-and-something different genders now?
Did you and your wife want to know, like, the gender of your babies before they were born?
No.
You wanted it to be a surprise?
Actually, you know what? I think there was a period where Kathy said yes. She wanted to know because paint in the room.
Right.
That was it. And so we found out they were both boys. Yeah. Did you?
Yes. I was more concerned with my children, rather, having all five fingers and on each hand and five toes.
I mean, we do that test. You know, I don't think, you know.
I didn't necessarily care what the gender was as long as it was healthy.
But they told you what it was?
Yeah, I think it was an accident with Riley. Like, the girl didn't mean to tell me, and she did. And then I was kind of like, oh, thanks for ruining the surprise.
How do you... Well, congratulations for you and your Don King. Don King, you're Don King. Great boxing announcer.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
Let's see what's in our first break box.
What we got there, Aaron?
It's a pair of grandstand tickets to the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear, running the 1st through the 3rd of June on Belle Isle. All winners who qualify could win the grand prize, which is a pair of paddock passes to the Grand Prix. Don't miss world-class racing, live music, extreme sports demos, games, and much more. For more information, go to DetroitGP.com.
The track is up, by the way. They were out there messing around with it yesterday, cruising around on there.
They didn't waste any time, did they?
And they actually did it in less time. So they kept Belle Isle open longer this year than they did about 2 weeks, I think.
I remember every year the people who complain about the daffodils, like it scares the daffodils or something.
Maybe the daffodils are into racing.
You don't speak for me. Don't tell me my gender. Maybe I want to be born a daffodil. Daffodils like racing.
TSX 611, congratulations to Chuck and Lake Orion, our first break winner. Got those tickets for the Detroit Grand Prix. More of those all day long, Grand Prix Tuesday. But now here's Aaron V with sports.
Stan Van Gundy ousted as the Detroit Pistons head coach and president of basketball operations after 4 years. He had 1 year left on his five-year, $35 million contract. Detroit didn't make the playoffs in three out of his four seasons.
Good times.
Well, they do have little salary cap room and no first-round draft pick this year after trading for Blake Griffin, so it's probably going to be another miserable year. And the Pistons are competing with four other teams who are looking for coaches, which includes Atlanta, Charlotte, Milwaukee, and Orlando.
Seventh coach in the past 13 years, Tony Kornheiser on ESPN last night said, whether you like it or not, the Pistons are slowly turning into the Knicks. Can't keep a coach, go out and try to get star players, nothing seems to work. It hurts, but...
It's true.
Yeah.
A couple names being thrown around already. Former Piston Chauncey Billups. But not for coaching. Head of basketball operations. And Brent Berry.
Be a good one, too.
Yeah, but as far as the coaching part goes...
Tom Izzo's name came up as well yesterday. I'm not sure if that was just people throwing up there to get clickbait, but whatever.
You know it is.
They always talk about it. If there was time to leave Michigan State, it would be now.
He ain't leaving.
Just saying.
Tigers got off to a fast start against the Rangers and then failed. Michael Fulmer had a strong start, and then the Tigers' defense stumbled. Rangers made key hits to win the series opener 7-6 at Globe Life Park. Tigers-Rangers meet again tonight, 8:05 first pitch. Mike Fiers has the start. Also good news, Detroit Tigers radio play-by-play announcer Dan Dickerson is expected to return to his play-by-play duties tonight. He had some throat problems
that
may have been triggered by outdoor allergies, according to his doctor.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they didn't say what was going on. They just said he had lost some allergies. Okay. Well, everybody's going through that right now. So there you go. By the way, there is another coaching name for the Pistons. His name has come up. To be fair, there are some concerns about his past. He had an incident on the East Coast. We don't know specifically where, but we do know that he's a good coach. We have some audio of him actually running his team through some of the plays.
Basketball is a voluntary activity. It's not a requirement. Any of you feel you don't want to be on a team, feel free to leave right now. Did you hear what I said?
Me?
Yes, you.
Sure, I'm just curious to know when we start.
We start when I say so.
Okay, would you kind of let me know, because I'm kind of getting tired of standing.
Out of here. Right now.
You're kicking me out?
Yes. Don't come back until you learn to keep your mouth shut and listen.
Norman Dale would be a fantastic head coach. I would love to see the Pistons run the picket fence. Blake Griffin, you better learn that play, man. Norman doesn't mess around. That's Hoosiers, by the way. It's a movie. CSX, Big Jim's House, 48 degrees, 622. Going to be a beautiful day for National Teacher Appreciation Day. It's Teacher Appreciation Week, but really, this is the day. So here's the question. Who was your most memorable teacher? Didn't say good, didn't say bad. Memorable. The teacher that you remember. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. Aaron just gave a grin that was mischievous by nature.
I was thinking about some of my favorite teachers memorable teachers.
That you traumatized in Mount Clemens?
I didn't traumatize anyone. I was a good student, kind of.
You can't qualify it by say kind of on the end.
When I went to school, I was a very good student.
Okay, that doesn't. I'm so confused right now. Is there one that's memorable for you, though?
I loved my choir teacher, Mrs. Schultz. She was amazing.
Yeah?
I just loved her. She was just a lot of fun.
Ryan?
Yeah, I had a couple. I had one science teacher. I don't want to say his name because if he's listening, he'll find me and beat me up. But he,
okay.
He used to get that thing, same type of thing my dad would get, where you get mad and start talking through your teeth.
Oh, yeah.
And then one time, somebody got him upset. He took a desk straight across the room into the wall.
He threw a desk in the room?
Oh, yeah.
That's memorable.
But he was a really good drummer and used to do science shows where he'd put stuff in his drums. So when he hit it, certain colors would change and stuff. And he would do sweet shows for us. He was a cool dude if you didn't get him mad. But other than that, and he'd always ask us for dating advice, which was kind of weird. 40-some-year-old asking 17-year-olds what he should do on his first date.
Where do you think I should take this young lady up?
I just thought of another one. Well, I don't even remember his name. He was just a substitute teacher, but I'd went to a party over the weekend, and he was there partying it up, and then I walked into AutoCAD class on that Monday, and he was our substitute teacher, and I was like, awkward.
And then in high school, Mike Finn. I still remember the name. Party with Mike Finn all day, and then he showed up as our drama teacher my junior year as a substitute because our first teacher had an affair with another student.
Oh.
Nice.
So me being big, dumb Irish guy, he comes walking, yo, what's up, Mike? He's like, Mr. Finn. Who the hell's Mr. Finn? Hey, I'm your teacher. Whoa! Mike's our teacher. How cool. We had a teacher named Miss Nakayama. Geometry. When I was a sophomore in high school, every guy in school wanted to be in Miss Nakayama's class. She wore the short skirts. She had heels. And she was the sweetest teacher and a great teacher. And I swear, if you turned around, there wasn't a girl in that class. We would all like fight to get in Miss Nakayama's class. And I think she was... I don't know if teachers are oblivious to this or not or just don't care. They have to know. I mean, it was like, they have to know, right? I mean, there was like, we put apples on. I never took an apple to school to put on a teacher's desk. This is high school and we did this.
Why apples, though?
I don't know.
No, they knew.
Because I couldn't put my phone number on there because I was 15. It would have been embarrassing.
I think they knew what they were doing because they knew the boys at least would be cool in their class if they were cool. We had a teacher in eighth grade. Her name was Miss Cummings. But she was awesome. And one time we saw her underwear. And that it was the greatest day. I would have done 12 hours of homework for her.
I'm leaving the studio now.
You just gave him the best. You got your first mom look of the week.
You guys are making me uncomfortable.
No, he's the one that went there with the underwear.
No, between you
thing.
And Mrs. Nakayama, hot for teacher over here and hot for teacher number two. I never had crushes on teacher, mostly because they were all old.
Right.
Yeah, see, I think that was the difference, too, with, like, your age of, you know,
don't do the your age thing. It doesn't sound good when you say that. Nothing good comes after your age.
I feel like teachers were only, like, 5 years older than me, you know?
Oh, my God. He was doing so well, wasn't he? And then he had a
kind of
the your age thing.
Older teachers, I mean, like.
All right, why don't you go find your teacher's underwear? And What's your most memorable teacher? 248-398-WCSX. Your age. CSX, Big Jim's House, 637, 48 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. This is not the intention this morning. We're looking for the most memorable teacher, but it's turned into this.
Dirty boys. 248-398-WCSX.
I just shared a story about Miss Nakayama, my most memorable teacher, because I had a crush on her. And then Ryan, our producer, decided to one-up all of us. I shared a teacher who they got to see her underwear.
Boys, dirty boys.
Oh, come on. No one in high school? No one. No teacher.
That I had a crush on?
Yeah.
No, there was people I respected, but I never had a crush on them.
Okay, Aunt Erin.
No, I'm just saying, like, I guess we're just, I don't know. I never had any, like, super hot dude teachers.
With the pocket protector and all that? It's a good look.
No, I had, like, awesome teachers. Like, I was telling you off air about Mr. Arrington. He was a World War II B-52 pilot.
So you go. He's a badass.
He was awesome. Yeah. And he was my geography teacher, but I don't think I learned anything about geography because he always would tell war stories, which to me, because I'm obsessed with World War II, was like the coolest thing ever.
Yay!
And I'm like, this is awesome.
248-398-WCSX. It is National Teacher Appreciation Day. It's Teacher Appreciation Week as well. Oh, it's Hayes. Hayes, what's up, brother?
Hey, Jim. How are you this morning? Good morning, Aaron.
Brother.
Most memorable teacher.
Miss Brad Peason. She was built, and she used to let me babysit her kid. And, me being 15 years old, it was hot, brother.
So you had a, cool. Wait a minute. You had a hot teacher that got you to babysit her kids?
Yeah. She used to come and pick me up, and I take me to her Heinz Drive. She used to live on Heinz Drive, and I'd go in her house. And, being 15 and watching a kid, it was just mesmerizing and fantasizing and all kinds of goodies.
You do realize you're halfway to a Morgan Fairchild movie in the 80s.
Yeah.
Or a Lady Chatterley novel.
Exactly. Imagine my surprise when the pizza man was a woman. Anyway. All right. Thanks,
that'd
Hayes.
That'd be awesome. Thank you, Jim. All right. Good
day. But today is National Teacher Appreciation Day. We've been getting great stories. 248-398-WCSX. Not who's your best teacher.
Memorable teachers.
Memorable teachers. That's very important. 248-398-9279. Or join the conversation on Facebook as well.
Nikki got in touch and says, Maitland, ninth grade geography. If you didn't want to teach, you put on Family Guy or The Simpsons. That would relate to the unit we were doing. Another message. I love this one. We had a business teacher who said he was a big fan of group learning. So he would put us in groups and make us correct our own homework and teach each other while he spent the class time playing online poker. We all failed business.
All right. Kim, go ahead. What do you got, my most memorable teacher?
I had a teacher that she wasn't just mean. She was disgusting in a way. She always yelled at us. She's always in bad mood. And disgusting in a way is she always ate chalk. And when an airplane went by, she would bark at the airplane.
What?
Like a dog.
Okay.
We laughed at her, which made her yell more. The eating chalk was bad enough, but then we were in class and she started barking at an airplane. That just completely threw it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow.
248-398-WCSX, your most memorable teacher. Mark and Monroe, hey, buddy.
Pretty good. How you doing?
We're good. So, most memorable teacher?
Yeah, my grade school teacher, I had a teacher named Mr. Armstrong. And then in high school, he came back as Miss Armstrong.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, everybody would get up and kind of go to the other side of the room when the guy showed up. Or the girl showed up.
So, no idea. I mean, this was just totally out of nowhere.
Yeah, when we were in grade school, he didn't know much about it. And then in high school, he came back as Mrs. Armstrong with long hair and right out of the blue. Yep. And he had to keep his job, too, because, all the laws and everything.
Wow. Wow.
That's fabulous.
That is. It's awesome.
Fabulous.
CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan, 722. It is beautiful outside, getting around 70 today for a high. We're talking about your most memorable teacher at 248-398-WCSX in honor of Teacher Appreciation Day. You can also send in text messages and some of the conversations on Facebook this morning. My God.
Are hysterical.
Legendary stuff, yeah, for example.
Emily says, in high school, I had a math teacher who every Friday would break out a banjo and sing folk songs through the entire class period. Banjo day was always fun.
No. No. Oh, Pythagorean's theorem is awful fun. Banjo. No, yeah. I mean.
Oh, Susanna. Don't you?
X2, Y2 equals Z2 over 1.
The best, though, is if they went into a round of the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Oh, that would be it. No, if he starts playing the Deliverance theme, run. Yeah. This math class don't go all the way to Aintree. What was the other one?
I can't even get through this one. Craig had a high school teacher with a prosthetic eye. He would take it out and leave the room and say, I've got my eye on you.
No. 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 All right, well, Craig, this is for you. Send that out to that one-eyed teacher listening this morning. CSX, we're home for one-eyed teachers in the Motor City. Morning! CSX, Big Jim's House, 734, 49 degrees, 70 for a high today. I did not expect our teacher talk to go this way this morning, Aaron. We've had stories about, what, one-eyed teachers taking their eye out and leaving it on the desk. We had a teacher that left as a guy and came back as a woman.
Yes.
Right, we've had those.
Then we have this message from Adam says, my junior year chemistry teacher found out a few people had been cheating on a test, so we threw all of our tests in the sink and lit them on fire in front of everyone.
Wow. Wow.
And then get another one from Kevin says, substitute teacher was a man. Normally we had a woman back in school. Kids probably, well, we were about 10. Teacher was pretty cool fill-in for the day. Had lots of entertaining tricks up the sleeve to keep the kids interested until a mouse ran across the room and he chased it and squashed it.
Most memorable teacher, like that. You will always remember that. 248-398-WCSX, our studio number. It's National Teacher Appreciation Day. It's part of National Appreciation Teacher Appreciation Week. Big John, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
We're good. So who's your most memorable teacher?
Mr. Blaine, ninth grade drafting teacher. Used to cry when he sharpened his pencils. He would talk to himself. He would take the shavings out of a pencil sharpener and taunt students. I don't know how the guy kept his job.
Wait a minute. What was the last one?
And the most gross part, he would definitely pick his nose and eat his burgers. That was like the total gross out of everything. This is, you know, class 82 here.
Okay. This is a memorable teacher.
Yeah. Memorable was that, yeah. You can't get that out of your head.
No. Wait a minute. The one thing, your phone dropped out. Now, what was he doing with the shavings from the pencil?
He would throw them on students. Like, if you weren't done with your project, he'd go, you're slower than molasses, kiddo, and he'd throw the shavings on you. I don't know.
It like confetti? Weird.
He'd make it rain.
Yes. Okay.
All right, Big John. Well.
Serious stuff.
Okay.
Melvindale High School.
Okay. There we go.
Surprise, you failed.
Right.
Rip Taylor, whatever his name was. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Big John.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening, too, brother. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. There he goes. 248-398-WCSX, our studio number. More of those memorable teacher stories. I was thinking about, as much as it's going on this week, it's Nurses Week, it's Teachers Week, it's also Mother's Day this Sunday. Do not drop the ball on this. Now, a lot of moms talk about getting a day's rest. You want to have Sunday as a day to decompress. Well, what if you could make that not just Sunday, but every day? Think about the pillow that your mom, your wife, your loved one is sleeping on. If it looks like they've had to roll it up three times like a ham roll up, you need to think about MyPillow. I've got one. My wife Kathy has one. She loves it. And you can get them in time for Mother's Day. And here's the deal. Why just get one MyPillow when you can get four for about the price of a single MyPillow? Seriously, here's what you need to do. You go to MyPillow.com. You click on the four-pack special. It's right there. I was looking at it this morning on the front page. And then use my discount code WCSX. You can't get the discount without the code. And if you check the shipping, you can get it here by Mother's Day. You can call them as well, 1-800-925-4059. Or again, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code WCSX to get this unbelievable offer. You get two of the MyPillow premium pillows, like the ones I sleep on every night. And then the two go-anywhere pillows. so much more. I've heard the term tchotchke pillows does not apply to the go-anywhere pillow. She's going to love these, but you have got to get on this today. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, use the promo code WCSX. You cannot get that discount without the code, or call them 800-925-4059. Actually, you know what? If you need the link, we'll just text it to you as well. The keyword my, M-Y. MyPillow is awesome. Made in the USA. Over 300 million MyPillows sold. Customized just for you. And this interlocking fill that they have, you always, always get a great night's sleep. MyPillow.com. Click on the four-pack special. Use the discount code WCSX. CSX, Big Jim's House, 8-11, 49 degrees, getting close to 70 for high. You still got 3 minutes or so to get in that keyword for our workforce cash.
The keyword is candy. Send it to 40772. That's C-A-N-D-Y to 40772.
Baseball is back. Jimmy John's first game Friday, and then we'll be out there Saturday, Classic Rock Saturday. You get the Captured Detroit, the Journey Tribute Band will be out there. Utica Unicorns taking on the East Side Diamond Hoppers. Jimmy John's Field. Now, you were out there yesterday, Aaron, talking to some of the players. We have a brand new game that we call
15 Seconds of Fame. It's very easy.
We got a player on the phone here, Jerry in Macomb. Hey, bud, you ready, man?
Yes, morning.
All right, it's a very easy game. All that you need to do is beat Tyler from the East Side Diamond Hoppers. We're going to give you 15 seconds to name as many things as you can that you would find in a garage. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Go.
Lawnmower. Tools. Car. Garbage. Bicycle. Toys. Fertilizer. Gardening equipment.
Time.
Nice. Okay, so what did he have?
He had 9 total.
All right. Hold on, Jerry. We're going to see if you can beat the player. Hold on.
Yeah.
All right, let's take you out to Jimmy John's Field yesterday. With our 87-foot-tall pitcher, is that the guy?
He is so tall.
You were talking about, okay, let's see. So, Jerry has...
9.
Okay, let's see if the player can beat that.
Tyler Palm, right-handed pitcher, Eastside Diamond Hoppers.
All right, Tyler, name as many things as you can in 15 seconds you would find in a garage. Go.
Lawnmower, fridge, freezer, rake, axe, maybe. Lawnmower, I already said lawnmower.
He ran out right there. He didn't even make it. He gapped. So what that means, simply put, is Jerry is our winner, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes! Yes!
Jerry's going to be joining us in the Cabana Suite this Saturday as the East Side Diamond Hoppers take on the Utica Unicorns at Jimmy John's Field.
Hey, Jerry, it's Big Jim and Aaron. Good job, buddy. That was fun, man.
All right, it was great. Thanks.
All right, man. We will see you Saturday. We'll be out there. Get there bright and early. We're going to have some fun, okay?
Okay.
All right. That was cool. We'll do that again tomorrow.
Fun game.
How many players do we have? Lots of them?
27. I
Good
recorded.
God.
Yes. They're wonderful kids that play on this league. Once they figured out what I was doing, they right. were lining up to play the game so that they could play against our CSX listeners.
Okay. All right. So we'll do this all week.
It's always easy to read.
CSX Big Jim's House, 822, 53 degrees. Going to get to around 70 for a high today. We got Bob Seger coming up next year. And just a quick reminder, the campaign for Bob Seger Boulevard is definitely underway with a huge response already, which is what we need to convince the Ann Arbor School Board to make this happen.
Now, if you want to get information, we'll send it right to your phone. Just text the keyword Seeger, S-E-G-E-R, to 248-398-9279, and you can send us an email. We're looking for thoughts, stories, photos, videos, memories,
yeah,
whatever you have that we can present to the Ann Arbor School Board to make this a reality. And, of course, on Twitter, we do have a hashtag, Bob Seeger Boulevard. You can send it that way as well.
And it doesn't happen without you, because seriously, we talked to members of the school board in Ann Arbor, and they said it's a great idea. You can even see the location again, like Aaron mentioned, Seeger, the keyword for that. But it doesn't happen without you. We're going to pull all these together and present it to them. There was the one email. So you have the one from Aaron?
Yeah, she
Aaron
says, yeah. I'm emailing to show my support for changing the road in front of Pioneer to Bob Seeger Boulevard. I'm a high school senior outside of Ann Arbor, and next year I'll be attending the University of Michigan. It would be incredible to be able to walk down Bob Seeger Boulevard as I head to games in the big house as a respect and acknowledgement of my favorite classic rocker.
See, there you go. You can call in, too, if you want to lend your vocal support. We always love hearing from you, 248-398-WCSX. The email link and all that stuff again. Text us keyword
Seeger.
Bob Seeger Boulevard. And what's cool is It's right on the corner of Main Street as well in Ann Arbor. This has got to happen, but we need your help.